Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. This is part three of my three-part interview with Bobby Albert. Now, he's the president of Values Driven Leadership, LLC, where he helps other leaders to build aspiring workplace cultures through value-driven leadership. He's also an author, speaker, business consultant, and a contributor on Fox News Radio, where he shares his insight on leadership, workplace culture, and employee engagement, and we are blessed to have him back on the program today. This has been a great interview, and Bobby Albert's been sharing some great information with us. Now, if you missed any of the prior two episodes, you need to go back and catch up. I cannot go back and replay any of the prior episodes' portions because, simply, he's been sharing so much with us that needs to be shared. Amen? So I'm going to start this portion of the interview off by asking Bobby what he calls the four cultural changes that are happening in America right now. And while you're listening, go down into the show notes, click the link, and order Bobby Albert's great book that we've been discussing, The Freedom Paradox. Right now, let's jump back into the interview with Bobby Albert. There's one section of your book that really just jumped out at me, and especially with all that we see happening right now all over this nation. And it deals with what you call four cultural changes that are happening in America. Can you explain what those four cultural changes are?
Sure. The you know, one thing that I found that every American can help us reunite our divided nation by observing and changing how we, these cultural changes that have taken place. And so what those cultural changes are is that we have what I call living out in an expedient behavior rather than in a principle of behavior. The other is having an abundance versus a scarcity mindset. And the third one has to do with is understanding the root cause to problems rather than looking at symptoms. And the last one has to do with is that not only do we focus on what we say and do, but how we say and do.
Amen. Amen. Explain those now.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the first one, talking about, behaving in an expedient way rather than a principled way. So in the book, I've got an illustration, and what it shows is day by day, we are making choices moment by moment. What I've learned is that we make choices and our choices make us. Mm-hmm. When we behave in an expedient way, we're driven by fear. When we behave in a principled way, we're empowered by our faith. And so no matter which way you go, in expedient way or principle way, it's the same thing. You can choose to play now and pay later, mm-hmm. or you can choose to pay now and play later. And so many people in an expedient way, because of their self-gratification and short-term gain, they choose to play now and they'll figure out how to pay for it later.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that over time that people become addicted to their expedient behavior, and eventually, and people don't understand what's happened to them, they incur these negative consequences and their options become limited. But those that choose to behave in a principled way, empowered by their faith, they have chosen to pay now so they can play later. And it's interesting that no matter which way you go, you still pay.
Yeah, that's true.
And it works whichever way you go, it's like compounded interest.
Yeah.
It occurs even more in the future. So a principal behavior, a person that behaves in that principal way, they look at making short-term sacrifices and they see it as an investment in the future. And I saw this in my own life that when I chose to do that, is that when you look at our own company and the success we had this tremendous growth and we had compounding returns like I shared with you earlier. Mm-hmm. So just to give you just a inkling what that means is that when you look at today about how we behave in an expedient way in America is that, we're trying to make informed decisions and we need the truth. Yeah. But what do we experience today with media organizations?
Yeah.
They're
one-sided. Yeah.
Yeah. Their pursuit is their attempt, to gain attention from their audience at all costs. Mm-hmm. And they've abandoned the principle of an approach of accurate and balanced news coverage. And so what they do, the media organizations, they have sound bites, like the heading of a whatever they're going to cover. They are sensationalized. They show emotional pictures and the sounds as well. It's very quick and it's a shallow read. It's like zipping along the surface on a jet ski.
Yeah.
And so what happens, we need to understand the deeper meaning of those wise decisions. And we are constantly missing out on the wise decisions that we need to make. And so if we jump to the other one, it has to do about having an abundance mindset instead of a scarcity mindset. And the illustration, if I may give, is that it's kind of like a farmer. He looks at his resources as very plentiful. And so, it's the same thing that's in the Bible talking about, sowing and reaping. Mm-hmm. The more he sows, the more he reaps.
Right.
And what I have found, not only in my own life, but with being around other successful people, is that they take all this plentiful seeds they have and they cast liberally the seeds. And, what I have, but in contrast, the farmers that find it hard to invest in the resources, they think of their resources as being deficient. And so in an expedient way, they feel that their commodity will run out quickly. And I've learned that you can't harvest if you haven't planted.
That's for sure.
So, yeah. So the scarcity mindset tends to a person protecting, holding close to the vest of what they have and what they know. And so the mindset is encouraging them to be selfish with their time, talent, and money. And so the scarcity mindset, boy, those people never let go of what they have. Yep. And they never fully reach out for and grab hold of the great opportunities because they pass them by.
Yep.
So one thing about the abundance mindset that I found is in America today is the people have an attitude of gratitude. They're the ones that are thankful. And I've seen in the workplace, you know, like one of my core values is to add value to people. Mm-hmm. I was always going around and looking for an excuse to praise people for the things that they accomplish.
Amen.
And especially if I can do it at a company-wide meeting in front of everybody.
Yep.
So over time is employees really felt better about themselves when, you know, when the boss is expressing this gratitude for them. And what happened, what I saw is these people worked harder. They were more loyal. Yeah. When they went to work. But see, someone that is focused on the mindset of, you know, scarcity, you know, they're driven by fear. And you just think about this today. I mean, people that are all, you know, even Christians, they want to protect the popular government programs.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, because of they're driven by fear and emotion, they want to protect those popular entitlement programs like Social Security, agricultural welfare, mm-hmm. or corporate tax incentives.
Yep.
So, but when we look at, you know, the need to focus on root cause rather than symptoms.
Yeah.
Be honest with you, a lot of people don't understand the difference, but a symptom is an indicator. It's only indicator,
right?
Yeah, that there's a problem that exists.
Yep.
But the root cause is the fundamental reason for or the source of the problem.
Amen.
And so what happens today in an expedient way, we just, you know, at first glance, we often make snap decisions based on shallow evaluation of the situation. And so we miss the opportunity to dig deeper for what is the true root cause of the problem. And most people won't because they think it's going to take too long. They won't ask, and I've learned this in our business because, you know, we were constant, you know, we, even though we had so, you know, a lot of good things happening, we, you know, we make mistakes. We make customers unhappy. So we had to start asking, it's called a root cause analysis, is ask the question, why? Mm-hmm. And then you ask it again, you ask why again. And what I discovered is you have to ask almost as much as five times to finally get to the root cause of the problem. But when we look at America's politics today, this is just some examples. When we see violence increases, we pass more and more criminal laws to convict the offenders. Mm-hmm. Then we build more prisons for them. So what that is focusing on a symptom. When we see drug addiction, it's on the increase, we build more and more drug rehab facilities rather than taking care of the root cause. When we, let's say obesity in our country, that seems to be a key thing is people continue to gain unhealthy weight. Well, we think to solve the problem, this is solving through a symptom, we tax sugar beverages.
Yeah.
So there, it's just constantly, you know, going on and on and on. And let's look at our schools. It is that there's such a focus on passing the standardized tests to advance to the next grade. So teachers, all they do is to teach how to correctly answer the test questions. Yeah. And they have such little time to teach about critical thinking, or how to think in a more deep way by asking high quality discovery questions. So what happens? Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Well, see, there's such a focus on competence over character. And I can tell you that from an employer, the character qualities, the soft skills, and friends of mine that are leaders of their organizations, we kept trying to tell the school system, we need more time given to the soft skills of that's dealing with the character quality of the employees that are applying with us.
Yeah.
So, and of course, the last thing I want to mention to you is talking about we overly focus on, we think it's more important to concentrate on what we say and do at the neglect at how we say and do things. And it's always been fascinating with me. It's not either or, it is both. It's called, Jim Collins calls it the genius of the and rather than the tyranny of the or. Mm-hmm. And there's so many problems could be solved in our country if we didn't think it's either got to be this or that is the answer. But the truth is, often it's the genius of the and. That's the reason why the core values of our country are freedom and responsibility. It's not freedom or responsibility.
Amen. That's good. Yeah.
So to just help understand how this works as far as America is concerned, is that, you know, when I mentioned earlier is that, you know, we tend to focus only on my rights. What happens is that there's this attitude in our culture right now that I can say and do what, you know, whatever I want to say and do whenever I want to say and do it to whom I want to say and do it to, wherever I want to say and do it. And and how I want to say and do it is without the regard of others' rights.
Yep.
And this thinking really ties into this freedom from responsibility. So let's look, right now we've got this national election coming up, you know, even state and local elections that are coming up. This is just some examples, practical examples that you can see every day is we have to ask ourselves when we're on social media or when we're talking with a friend or somebody, are we a picker upper or a putter down?
Yeah.
And what I've observed is that the picker uppers go around lifting people up. It's kind of like my attitude. For years and years and years with my wife, I even prayed about it this morning, is what can I do today to lift her up so I can serve her more?
Amen.
And so that's a picker upper. But what do we see in the, in the political arena, it's a lot of putter downers
all the time.
Yep. Yeah. And so the thinking is that it's sad, but this is how twisted our minds are with this battleground that's occurring, you know, with Satan and God, is that people think that if I put somebody down, it makes me look better.
Yeah.
And that, and so that they expect others to serve them, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And it's focus on me and these kind of people that are putter downers. They're what I call ladder climbers, not ladder builders.
Yeah. Amen. That's true. Amen.
And I've learned that hurting people hurt people.
Yep.
And you know, we experience today a lot of this. It's kind of really hard to sort all this, but Hitler has been known for a quote when he said, if you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequent enough, it will be believed.
Yep, that's
true. And you see that so much in our culture today.
Yeah, amen. How do you see a way forward to bring our culture back? Reference these four changes, you know, that you were talking about in our culture, and bring our culture back more in line with America's core values that we talked about a few minutes ago. How can we do that?
Yeah, excellent question. What it's going to require is leadership. That's the challenge. And there is hope. But the challenge is, and I love this quote from John Maxwell that says that everything, and he means everything, rises and falls on leadership.
Yeah.
So we need the leaders of our country to take advantage of this unique opportunity to restore our country's core values, who we are, and our purpose, why we exist as a country. And if we can accomplish that, that will provide the hope. But most of all, and I think you understand this, is that we need church leaders, Christian leaders to step up.
Yeah.
And to share Jesus Christ, because what we're talking about is a heart change.
Amen.
And we need, I mean, I need it every day, even though I claim Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and the Lord of my life. But I need the Lord to work on the condition of my heart every day.
Amen. Yeah, me too. Amen.
So that's the hope. And as you know, that if those people that are seeking freedom, is that true freedom is only going to be through Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
And if I might, add this, that in America, it is time for us to stop and demanding our rights and our freedoms while we ignore our responsibilities.
Yep, absolutely.
And our sole pursuit of freedom that has created a great divide in our country. So it is time for us to embrace responsibility so we can enjoy and preserve the freedoms offered by America's fruited plains. It is time for us to love the land of the free and the home of the brave. And it's time for us to join hands and declare, America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Amen. 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 Shout amen, somebody. Glory to God. Bobby, I want to thank you for coming on the program and sharing all of this great information with us about your latest book, The Freedom Paradox, is Unbridled Freedom Dividing America. Let me ask you this as we get ready to close. You know, after writing two successful business books, why did you decide to write a non-business book this time?
Well, it really came down to that 1 Peter 2:16, mm-hmm. that one morning in my quiet time that shook me to to write that I had to change, because I was planning on writing four more books that I had already about 80% finished. And so I was so shook by that 1 Peter 2:16. It's just like, okay, Lord, I understand I need to be in a, not only do I love you, but I've got to be obedient. Amen. And so here I go. We'll get this thing.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, and it's a great book. It really is. And, you know, if someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question or find out more information about your company, you know, value-driven leadership, or maybe do an interview such as this, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, thank you for asking. The best way to get in touch with me is at my email address is bobby@bobbyalbert.com, or they can visit my website, which is bobbyalbert.com. But if I might offer a gift to your audience that they can take with them, it's a URL link, and it'll be free. What it is there's a couple of documents that have been that what they are is the worksheets that I developed when I was going through the discovery process of my personal core values.
Yeah, amen.
And the discovery process of my life purpose, which is to be a model Christian businessman.
Amen.
And so here's the URL. It's tfp-book.com.
All right.
And
tfp-book.com.
That's correct.
All right. And that's T as in Tom, F as in Frank, P as in Paul.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I'll put a link to that down below in the show notes. Praise the Lord. Hey, man. Speaking on behalf of all listeners, I appreciate that. Amen. Amen. Now, folks, everything Bobby Elder just shared with us is so needful in the day and time in which we live. And if there was ever a need for a book such as The Freedom Paradox, it's now, especially right now. And I highly encourage you to order your copy of Bobby Elder's book, The Freedom Paradox, is Unbridled Freedom Dividing America. Order it today. In fact, I'd recommend you buy two or three copies, because I know you know someone who could use this dose of inspiration. And at the time of this recording, Christmas is on its way. This would make a great gift for someone you care about as well. So go down on the show notes, click the link, order your copies today, and do it right now while you're thinking about it, because you know as well as I do, if you wait, the devil's going to try and distract you and make you forget about it. Bobby, I want to thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the program and share this great information about the Freedom Paradox with us today.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for this opportunity.
Amen. And folks, don't forget to take advantage of this free gift that Bobby Elber's giving you. Go to www.tfp-book.com and download this information right now. It will help guide you down the path that the Lord really wants you to be on. Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Bobby Elbert, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well.
Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.